on Igeres Ayin Zayin of Bevda in the Sefer of Igros Shlomo, where he talks about the different concepts which come up in the Megillah. So let's start. Hine Chodesh Adar Higia Aleinu Val Kol Yisrael Letoiva. Dibanu Bayomim Eil, this is in London, I think it says in Tovshin Lamed Tes, 40 years ago, no? Tovshin Lamed Tes, Dibayim Habiyom Eil, Besiyatu Dishan Noivores, Amodachai Be'ezka, Ach Matzat Be'yosi, Eino Noisen Le'arich. He was writing, I don't know who he was writing to, but he must have written out like his headings for the Shir, which are beautiful in concept. Have a look. Hine, mehamegillah tzrichim la'ayin v'lilmoid v'ikar gimel inyonim. There are three main points which a person must pick out of the Megillah. Echad, goydel rachmov yisporach v'ahavosoy v'nisov avo am Yisrael. The tremendous rachamim and avo which HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows through the miracles which he does for Klal Yisrael. Leval yidach mimenu nidach. They should never be considered pushed away for Shalom. Each pasuk in the Megillah shows that Klal Yisrael are not pushed aside. Let me explain really what's going on here. I remember him bringing down several times the Hakdoma of the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos, where the Rambam asks, how is it possible for the Rabbonim to be Masake in Takonas? You're not allowed to take away nor add. So how can they come along and make takonas? For example, Hanukkah, Megillah, Tisha B'Av, Eivuvin, all these different halachas the Rambam asks. How can they make these takonas? They're adding on to the Tariq Mitzvahs. So the Rambam explains that they're only made by the Nevi'im or the Chachomim in order to strengthen and show support to specific mitzvahs in the Torah. And which is the mitzvah? Ki mi goy gadol, in the Pasuk in Megillah, he brings down the quotation, he brings from the Pasuk in Bo'es Chanan, ki mi goy gadol, asher lo elokim k'vayei ve'elov, k'ashem alokeinu b'chol kareinu elov, any time that we call to him, so he answers us. Purim is a representation of that Pasuk. And that's what, and the Rambam explains, it's not a new takana. It only strengthens the proof that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to when you call him. Ki mi, is there such a nation in the world? B'chol kareinu elav, whenever you call to him, he answers you. And that's the reason why we have Purim, says the Rambam. Obviously, there are different aspects in the Megillah. But that's what we mean here. The nisim and nifos, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, through, example, through prayer, which we'll come on to in a minute. But that's the reason for the Nesa Purim, to show the Goydel Rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu towards Klal Yisrael, which is amazing in its concept, you know. What should have been Lo Yaleh L'Chas V'Sholem and Auschwitz turned out to be the happiest day in the Jewish calendar. Unbelievable thing, you know. Completely. Should have been a whole Holocaust, Lo Yaleh, in one day, not in one. And they never planned one day, but he planned for one day. And yet it turned into the happiest day in the Jewish calendar. So there's something here which we have to grasp. What is it? That when you call to him in prayer, so he answers. That's the first point. Number two, Darkei Hamuna Bitochen Bo'nagu Mordechai Ve'Esther Kigon Shuvah Tfilah Ve'Tzoyim. And those are a Yesoid, which we pick up in the Megillah, the basis of Emuna and Bitochen, which Mordechai and Esther practiced, in particular, Tshuvah, Tfilah, and Tzoyim. Be'est Tzorah, in the time of difficulty, and they didn't rely on their own strength. And that's a yesod of the Megillah. Where do we see it? We see it right at the end of the Megillah, in Perek Tes, when we make a resume of the whole of the Megillah. And Perek Tes, Pasuk Lamed, Vayishlach Sfarim Be'Eskol HaYehudim El Sheva Ve'Esem Yehem Medim Medim Achusati Ve'Shorah Ve'Emes L'Kayim Es Yemei HaPurim Ha'elu Bizmaneim To Be Mekayim L'Kasheh Kiyam Aleihem Mordechai Ve'Yehudi Ve'Esther HaMalka Kasheh Kimu Al Nashom Al Zarom. What are the days? Divrei Tzoymos V'Zakosom. You hear? Doesn't say Divrei words of Simcha and Mishka. They are matters of fasting and crying. And that's what Esther said. Umama Esther kiam tibay hapurim oyle. Benifta v'sefer. They are. They turn out to be like Yehudim ha'isayu v'simcha v'sosim v'ikor. It turns out to that. But Esther wrote to the Sanhedrin to tell them that these are matters of tzomos v'zakosim. What happens when you fast and when you cry and do tshuva? This is the bad result. It turns over. And that's what the second limud is. The emunah bitochen lo koyach miyotzim yodi. But there's a koyach of Klal Yisrael. And that's what we say in in Shoshanas Yaakov. Anybody who trusted him in particular in prayer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, and that's Be'ez Tzoroson, not Koyche V'Yoytzim Yadi. And that's the second Nakuda. The third Nakuda, which is beautifully put, now these are the first one is the Rachmim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he listens. The second is our Avoida, and the third is the Midas Tovos, Shal Mordechai VeEsther. It's a major limud which comes out of the Megillah. Neged Gogel Hashchoso Shal Roshoim Homo Mizeres Machashverosh. And these are limudim which we could spend a whole shiur on, the limudim of Midas Tovos. For example, the Ne'monas of Mordechai. Unbelievable Ne'monas. The Gaon says, on the Loshon, it says, Asher Higlo. Right at the beginning, Mordechai was the one who was sent out of Eretz Yisrael, I think, three times, and every time he kept on going back. His Ne'monas to go back to Eretz Yisrael. He kept on going back and he was thrown out each time. His Ne'monas to Esther. He sat at the Shah HaMelech, we'll see in a minute. Tremendous faithfulness, and that's a midah of Ne'monas. Ne'monas to Klal Yisrael, Ne'monas to Mivata on his own Hashivas, even though he was one of the Sanhedrin, one of the Anishinus Agdola, to sit at the Beis HaNoshim, we'll see in a minute. Unbelievable design for him of the Ne'monas, the Achrayas, the responsibility, and Esther as well. Esther, who was unaffected by all the Gashmias in the Beis HaMelech, unaffected by it, even though she was pampered with also, we'll come on to it in a minute, all sorts of luxuries and treats, and nothing made any effect on her. Her Munas Chachomim and her Vatronas and her Midas Tovos, which came out so strongly. These are the points, the Midas Tovos of Esther and Mordechai, and of course the Midas Wars, the Kaas of Achashverosh, and the Gaiva of Haman, all these points come out so clearly in the Megillah. These are the three points which we have to take out of the Megillah. Let's carry on. Dibanu hatama Mordechai the Esther. We spoke this time about Mordechai and Esther. Hinei b'chidushe parat Yosef. What is it? Reb Yosef, who was a motz in Vilna at the end of the Shas, is brought down. He wrote, Kosu chotu bebeis. They did two averus. Hishtachad v'lotzelim v'nenu misudosa shel Achashverosh. Two things which were wrong. They bowed down to the tzelim in the time of Nebuchadnezzar, but v'nenu misudosa shel Achashverosh, and they had hanoah from the suda. Take a look at the Medrash from last week. Let's have a look at it inside, because you see just how far we spoke about it last week.